Hey, welcome back to 20 Minutes with Chad, episode 2. This man is too funny. He's killing me, people. Chad, you got 20 minutes. Go. Give us a rant.
Next rant, I guess the rant today, is critics charging filmmakers to review their films. I don't understand, like, I hope amateurs and hobbyists don't do that, because it's basically, I've been in this business for 14 plus years, and none of the big big critics never ever charge. When a critic asks the charge, do not do it. You're just making it worse. And I don't get me wrong, the other part of me wants the critic to get like some money for his work. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, he needs to figure out, like, he or she or whatever, you know, because I don't know what's the term now for social justice warriors. Don't come out and be like, oh, he said he, she, you know, no. Basically, they have Patreon, like sites like Patreon or Google Sense, kind of like where you could get ads for your website, things like that, where you have to think outside the box to get funding and get paid for your work, which is the right way. But asking a filmmaker to pay, like, there's one that, even though it's a short film, he wanted people to pay $30 to $40 to review your film. And as I am guaranteeing, you're going to get a good review. And what cracks me up about this one critic sent me, it was requesting for my, he actually requested to review my movie. And I was like, all right, cool. He's like, what do I need to send you? And he's like, oh yeah, you have to pay me $30 or $40 to get a good review. And I'm like, what? Like, why am I doing that? And then I went onto his Twitter, and see, like, he had less than 2,000 followers. And I'm like, why am I paying $30 or $40 when you have, like, even, like, less than 2,000 followers? Like, that's not even, like, monetizing-wise, not even a good choice. I'm like, what do you think you are, Richard Roper from the Chicago Sun-Times? I'm like, shoot. Like, at least he buys his followers. Like, like, why not? Like, there's a reason to do that. But I would say never, ever do that. So, note to any young filmmakers out there who are making their shorts and stuff or going on a film festival, getting promotions, do not do reviewers that charge you. So that's my big thing. Yes. That's my rant for the day.
Okay, I have some questions. What was Chad like working at IKEA?
Chad working at IKEA. Well, when I first worked up in Sacramento, I was a hard worker. When I came down here, I got a write-up within, like, the first week of transferring, and that's when I knew, I'm like, this job was not going to be for me. Like, for food logs, because I worked in food service, and that's because I've done it for so long, that's what I do. You post there, it was a part of food log where it goes print name, then signature. Well, I reversed that. So I put my print name and signature, and my signature and the print name, and I got a write-up for that. First week there, right? And then because I transferred down, I was making more money, and I got bumped. Like, they have like a three-level process, a level one, a level two, and a level three. I was a level two, and everyone was trying to get that because it's guaranteed 30 hours a week. And level three is 40, and then level four is salary base. A lot of they don't do salary base that much because people know they're not going to get paid. I think that might actually get. They make a lot of money. Managers, they make a lot of good money at IKEA. You'd be surprised. What was it? One of the managers had a coworker complain because she wanted the job, but they promoted from outside from a different store, and. He is like, well, if you work so hard, you might just make as much money as Chad, because minimum wage, before minimum wage went up, IKEA always pays way more, like $2 more than the actual minimum wage anywhere. Well, I was making $4 more. And even before I transferred, I negotiated everything, because I always negotiate my contracts, which helps me out. And even in the film world, like, I know, I'm like, okay, I want this, this, and this. We can't do it, kind of screw off type thing. You're not going to be getting me because I'm making my money over here. Well, this manager told how much I was making to the coworkers. It's like, well, if you work hard like him, you do it. So not everyone hated me that first week. Everyone hated me because they knew I came in for a job that everyone was wanting to get. I got that pay plus then some because I negotiated for more. Like, I even, like, when I even got, before I got hurt at IKEA, I was supposed to make a dollar extra for the following year. So when I got hurt, I missed about, because I had knee surgery and had to rehab my knee and everything. So I was off for a year. When I came back, I got my old hours back and that raise. So everyone was, like, super pissed. So after then, they were, like, put a bullseye on my back or started trying to fire me for any little thing. I have no love lost for IKEA.
Well, you were there for 2 years.
Yeah, I was from
2013.
I was like from 2013 to 2015. So yeah, because I got was about 2 years. But then you have to also subtract that year I was gone too. That was another thing. Whereas it's like from 2014 to 2015, I was that summer to summer. And then I wasn't even ready to go back. And that's, once again, workers' comp, they sent me back, and I kept getting hurt again. And that was another reason why they were trying to, like target on my back.
So why was this other place you worked at called Raley's?
Raley's. Raley's was a grocery store up in Northern California. It's family-owned. That actually was a good company. I was surprised. I actually worked for them from 2009 to 2012. And then I was living in Sacramento, so I was getting tired of the 35 to 40 minute commute for just like the hour. So I was just like, I'm trying to find something closer. And sometimes, if you haven't noticed, I instigate and I'm very sarcastic and snarky. And I did not get along with the new job manager and actually got fired for like less than a month.
Good work.
She hated me so much too. So I'm like, I was like, cause they would like try to schedule me certain hours and then they change it without telling me. And yeah, I was just like, that didn't apply.
Have you ever had a customer at your day job that you just wanted to punch in the face?
Oh, a lot. Like last night I was working at my day job, my current day job, which is part time. I guess this customer came in earlier and was trying to get change for $100 bills. We're not supposed to take change for $100 bills after a certain time. And this customer was pissed off, so they went and they had a good thing. Well, he came back with a bag of coins and just, like, lumped it on the counter. And just, like, put, like, it was, like, 28-something. I remember the amount because I made the guy count out the coins. Well, I still laugh because this dude was so pissed. He just like lumped all these coins here. And I was like, sorry, sir, you have to count that out for me. He's like, why can't you count it out? And I'm like, well, sir, because it's coins, I can't touch your money because it's considered theft. So if I touch it and miscount, you're going to say, oh, you stole it or you miscount it. So I need you to count it out. So I made him count it out. And he's like, well, I work in retail and I know you have to count it out. I'm like, well, sir, if you don't want your pizza, you don't have to count it out. And this guy started getting madder and madder, like he was just a dick. And I when people are dicks, I try to make it worse. I'm just gonna be really sarcastic, straight faced, snarky. And he goes, why can't you touch it? Like, well, because I cut the food and I don't want to go get gloves to count your money. So he starts counting it out and everything. But he was like going off on like, this is unprofessional. What establishment doesn't have change for 100? You guys are unprofessional. And I was like, well, sir, if you don't like this establishment, there's another fine establishment down the street called Domino's. And this dude just got hella mad. I was like, I'm never coming here again. Like, well, sir, it's called a free enterprise. Welcome to America. And so, but he still paid it to me, and I was like, whatever. It's like, I'm never coming back. I'm like, all right, no skin off my back. I get $12 an hour, so screw you.
Wow.
But you see, I like customers like that where just kind of like, you want to be a dick? And I just look at them like, nope, not going to fly with me. Plus, I'm a comedian, so professional shit talker at like, like they can't win with me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, right?
So you say you're from the Bay Area. You've told me that in the past.
Yes, that's correct.
So do you have to cheer for the Giants and you have to cheer for the 49ers?
Oh, you see, that, this is what's funny is I love the Bay Area teams. Which is funny. For football, I love the Oakland Raiders, but hate the San Francisco Niners. But that also might be because I have issues with my dad and I don't like my dad. Plus, I've been disowned by him twice. So, yes, disowned by twice. See, for baseball, I like the San Francisco Giants, but I don't like the Oakland A's. Don't know why with that.
So now you flipped.
Yeah, it's just a flip. I don't know why. It just, I think it's because my dad was also an A's fan, maybe. Maybe that's probably a good thing to talk to my therapist about. Who knows? unresolved issues. Like my mom's a Cowboys fan, and she's, like, born and raised, like, straight up San Francisco. Like, she grew up all around there. And I'm, like, Cowboys fan? So a Cowboys fan married a Niners fan, and then their son is a Raiders fan. And I must have been, like, the black sheep of the family.
Hold on. Your team's moving to Vegas. Next year, is it?
I think 2019, 2020, they're moving to Vegas.
Are you still going to be a Raider fan?
Of course. I bleed Raiders. I love the Raiders. That team I would follow anywhere. But they moved to Canada, then that's going to be a whole different story. Like, what's wrong with Canada?
What is wrong with Canada? I'm going to ask you. You got
to your socialized medicine. What's funny because I'm a socialist. I want socialized medicine. I'm for free public education. I'm like the most un-American American. It's weird. Now, like, INS and all them are going to fucking now watch me now. Like, what? American? Un-American? Mm-hmm.
Two questions about Canada. You ever had poutine?
What was it?
Have you ever had poutine?
It sounds familiar.
Poutine. Gravy, curds, french fries.
That sounds really familiar. I think it's called something else down here.
Well, then you got the wrong thing. Have you ever had a butter tart?
A butter tart? Don't think I have. Unless, what is it?
I can't describe them other than a butter tart. That's what we call them.
Butter tart. Like, it's like an English muffin or what?
No, I'll send you a photo.
Okay, yeah, because I'm saying that because, like, I eat a lot of ethnic food. Like, I eat a lot of ethnic food.
Hey, you live in L.A. or close enough to L.A.
Same with the Bay Area. The Bay Area is, like, a big melting pot. Like, I just love food. Like, I'm fat and love it. That's all I want in life is make movies and eat.
Is there a Canadian store in L.A. that just sells Canadian things?
I don't know, because, like, a lot of people in L.A. are Canadian, if you think about it.
They are all Canadian.
I'm just saying, like, Canadians are Jewish.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, that's pretty much all L.A. is. That's what I'm trying to think of, because, like, what you said about that one, I can't remember what you said. I swear I have had that before, because it sounds really familiar.
Okay, I'll send you photos.
Yeah, I'm like, it sounds really familiar, because there's also an English plate called Bangers and Smash.
Which is Mash.
Yeah, mash, bangers, and mash.
There you go. And, sausages and mashed potatoes.
I think when I say bangers and mash always sound like a porn. So I'm like, really? And it's like my mind goes there instead of like, so I start kind of giggling to myself while in mid-speech. I'm like, no.
What show will I see Chad guest star on this year that he's, if he can pick any show he wants?
TV show. I would always love to do an episode of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, or, I'm trying to think of one set, because so many shows are getting canceled nowadays. I really have to get on a Netflix show, I'm trying to think what it's called.
Well, you won't be on House of Cards.
Which one?
House of Cards.
Oh, no. I'll probably be too Kevin Spacey for that.
Wow.
Probably firing Kevin Spacey. Like, no. let's see. Not House of Cards.
Orange is New Black.
Oh god, I hate that show with a passion. I don't know what is it with people in that lady writer. Like, I'm pro women writers. But she did this show called Weeds, It was completely garbage.
I loved Weege.
She did, this show is completely garbage. Her writing is so bad. And there's so many talented women writers. I don't know how she still gets jobs. I'm like, who is she blowing? Like, I swear to God, I don't know how she still works. Like, she hires good staff writers. I have to give her that because a lot of her staff writers go off and do other shows. Like, and create brilliant shows, which that kills me. It's like Shonda Rhimes, where it's like, is it Shonda Rhimes? Yeah, Shonda Rhimes, where she makes some dumb shows, but she hires great, talented writers. And people are probably going to hate me because she's African American. And they're like, oh, you're bagging her because she's African American. I'm like, no, no. Her shows, ugh. Like, what was it? Oh, man. Stupid drama. Was it Grey's Anatomy?
My wife's favorite show.
Ugh. I have friends who always want to get on that show. Like, I'm going to be a big star in Hollywood. I'm going to get on that show. And I'm like, God, kill yourself. Oh, man. That show, I just can't stand it. When was it? McDreamy died? Was it McDreamy who died?
Yes, last year.
I was cheering. I was like, yes, end of this show. And it's still going. I'm like, why?
You have 3 minutes left. What actor in Hollywood should stop working right now?
That's a hard thing because even if I don't like a certain actor, they have their own niche. It's very subjective. Like, I just can't say, oh, now I could do directors, most definitely. Like, there's some directors who shouldn't be making no more movies. people are going to be like, I really don't like Michael Bay. Michael Bay movies just kills me. He's a great producer. Like, he gets really good, talented people. I don't like his movies. Like, how can you mess up Pearl Harbor? I'm like, how? Like, there's no way. Now, if you offered me to direct Pearl Harbor 2, I would totally be like, yes, I will direct Pearl Harbor 2 in an instant. But, trying to think, who other filmmakers? Uwe Boll's almost at that, but he's kind of comical to me now, where he's like, he likes picking fights with other directors and challenging them to boxing matches. I love it. Like, he's this hacky filmmaker who, like, he did the movie Blood Rain. Like, Blood Rain's one of them, like, I think off the top of my head. He does, like, all these, like, really hacky movies, and like, filmmakers, like, he's trying to pick a fight right now with Paul Thomas Anderson for Phantom Thread because his poster was almost the same exact design of Blood Rain. And he's claiming Paul Thomas Anderson was ripping off his poster. And I'm like, ooh. I'm like, and then he calls him, because there's another filmmaker in Hollywood called Paul W.S. Anderson, who's married to Mila Jovovich, and he's done, like, all the, like, was it Underworld?
Resident Evil.
Resident Evil, like, the first ones, at least.
He's done them all five.
Say what?
I think he's done them all.
Yeah, I think he did, like, because, like, he's, like, that only filmmaker, and he, Uwe Boll considered them both the same person. Like, the guy needs to stop drinking. But how can you, like, I think he's German, too. Would have surprised me. I have a German last name, but there's no German in me at all.
Oh, my God.
I just got a joke there. Like, I might be in German, but.
You have 2 minutes left, Chad. What's your words of wisdom for the day? Children of today.
Children of the day. Follow your dreams. Nothing is impossible.
Did you not watch that Chris Rock comedy special?
I want to do it. It's like, it is possible. It is possible. If you keep at it, hustle and hustle and hustle and drive. Well, then again, there's some people who didn't know what an educator is, and that kills me. That still kills me. Let's see. I'm trying to think film related. Just keep making movies. Like, there was an article that came out by Ridley Scott, and he basically said there's no excuse for anyone not to make a film because equipment's so cheap and software program. Go make a movie nowadays. Like, go make a movie on a weekend. Just do it. Yeah, if you suck at it, hopefully you quit. If you're good at it, keep going, hustle and drive, because it took me, like, what, 14-plus years to finally get, like, a good short, like, a great short that's got, like, great reviews.
Are you referring to Night Night?
Yeah, referring to Night Night, yes. I've gotten over 20 positive reviews, not one bad review for that film.
Well, that's good.
Which kind of surprises me. I mean, I know it's good, but like I said, at least there's always at least that one hater.
Goodbye, Chad. You're done. Till next time.
All right, end of range.